AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Acura is recalling two models of SUVs because their automatic emergency braking systems can mistakenly slow the car, increasing risk of a collision. It involves 48,000 MDX and RLX SUVs, 2014 and 2015 models. Acura's collision mitigation braking system uses radar to scan in front of the vehicles. It determines the SUVs might hit an object and automatically applies the brakes. But Honda has found the system can be fooled into sensing that a guardrail or a metal fence on the side of the road is actually an object in front of it. The Obama administration is sending up to 450 more Americans to Iraq amid gains by Islamic State militants.
Colonel Steve Warren here at the Pentagon says there'll be advisors focused on reaching out to Sunni tribesmen in Sunni-dominated Anbar province.
Bring them into the tent.
Iraq veteran Michael Eisenstadt at the Washington Institute says getting Sunnis into the fight alongside the Shia-led government is a good move.
It's absolutely crucial.
But for Stephen Biddle, who advised U.S. commanders during the Iraq War, it's yet another incremental administration move that does not address militant gains.
Very unlikely to be a big enough step to decisively reverse momentum in the war.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Still on the lam, the two killers who escaped from an upstate New York prison. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the huge manhunt for the pair will be successful.
I am confident we will find them. The only question is when.
But authorities admit to being in the dark about their whereabouts, even as the hunt for the men expanded past state borders into Vermont. An SUV jumped a curb and plowed into a group of Washington State high school students out for a gym class walk near Bellingham, killing two boys and seriously injuring two others. This is AP Radio News. Federal health advisors say the cholesterol-lowering drug Repatha should be approved. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Repatha is Amgen Incorporated's entry in a high-stakes race with Sanofi and Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, whose own drug Praluent got approval from the FDA panel on Tuesday. They're a new class of biotech drugs that lower cholesterol more than statins, which have been the standard treatment for more than two decades.
Recently, unsealed court documents show the trail of a celebrity photo hacking scandal led the FBI to a small brick home in Chicago. The FBI seized computers and cell phones, but cybercrime expert Bill Kress says these computers might not have been the ones.
They may not actually have been their computers, but just those addresses were used, or using some sort of virus or bot within the system on those computers, they were actually being controlled by another computer, which could be anywhere else in the world.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.